Welcome back, everybody, and thank you for, again, joining us for our last day for the University of Texas Nonprofit Institute. This session is revenue-generating activities, and I'd love to introduce our esteemed panel here. To my immediate right is Ruth Madrigal. She is a principal at KPMG. She has extensive experience within the government and in private practice, advising on a wide variety of tax policy issues affecting charities and other tax-exempt entities. From 2010 to 2016, when I first met Ruth, she served as attorney and policy advisor in the Office of Tax Policy at the U.S. Department of Treasury. So welcome, Ruth. I'd also like to introduce David Levitt with Adler and Colvin, and he focuses on representation of nonprofit and tax-exempt organizations with an emphasis on program-related investments, social enterprise, political advocacy, and nonprofit governance. He's also currently the chair of the Nonprofit Organization Committee of the ABA Business Law Section. He also has his JD from Harvard Law and his BA from Cornell. And I'd also like to introduce Jorge Lopez. And Jorge is a senior associate general counsel at the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, where he provides legal counsel and operational support to foundation staff, management, and board of directors. He has his JD from Loyola Law School, and I told him and his colleague Joshua that you have the most fun job giving away the big special grant every year to people that make a difference. And I told Joshua last year that I actually know one of the recipients who was a Rice University professor, and we were just so excited and head over heels, you know, with that grant. And then finally, but not least, Dahlia Dumar is the co-chair and managing partner of Patterson, Belknap, Webb, and Tyler. She works extensively in exempt organizations, counseling clients on unrelated business tax issues, investment structuring, rules governing the maintenance of donor-advised funds, reporting regarding foreign investments and grants, self-dealings, intermediate sanctions, and excise taxes. She received her BA and JD from Boston University. So let's give a warm welcome to our great panel.
Great. Welcome, and thank you for joining us on a Friday morning. So the title of our presentation is Revenue-Generating Activities, and there are subtitles to, subtitle that sort of gave you some hints and gave us a prompt about what Tomer wanted us to talk about. So we are not talking about fundraising today. So revenue-generating, we're using that in a fairly specific way. We're not talking about fundraising. We're not talking about earned income fee-for-service type activities. The prompt included things like tax credits, which people are probably scratching their heads and saying, what does that have to do with tax-exempt organizations? But it does have to do with generating funds to do charitable things. And we're going to spend a disproportionate amount of time this morning talking about some of the clean energy tax credits and other incentives that were in the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, otherwise known as the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law, and in the Inflation Reduction Act, also called IRA, unfortunately, because I have an IRA, and that's what everybody thinks about as an IRA. But if I say IRA today, that means this Inflation Reduction Act. But we are also going to be talking about charitable investing as an activity that charities do, and that involves program-related investments and mission-related investments, collaborations, joint ventures, these sorts of financing structures that you may be more familiar with. We're going to over-index, using our time today, we're going to over-index on this tax credits and IRA business because probably most of you haven't heard much about it. So we're going to have to spend some time talking about what it is so that we can talk about why it's important or how you can use it. And then we're going to talk about, mainly in part two, everything else. So that's, we're going to do a part one, a part two. We'll give you a break in the middle. If you have burning questions, feel free to, you know, jump up and shout them out.